wondering if I should write this essay describing somebody I have strong negative feelings about and use the subject or the topic as being my father with a fictitious name. The denial that my father has had towards being a father and towards being many aspects of a man, which conversely have had a direct effect on me throughout my life, are probably the basis by which the essay should begin, introduction and whatnot. My father is an interesting man. He's a very smart man, but at the same time there's a certain element of circumventing that has gone on in his life, which has played a part in not allowing him to be, shall we say, a proper role model in reference to what a father is generically supposed to be able to do in that position, being a father. I don't really know if I'm going to go with this subject, but I might as well talk about it just in case this information relates to something that I'll go with for the next assignment for school. Make no mistake about it, this is supposed to be somebody I have negative feelings about, but yet I must admit that I do love my father. However, most of that love is geared towards what I have been raised value-wise to have in tow in reference to the position that I put my father in. There's an element of honor because he is my father. Without him, I would not be here. From a spiritual standpoint, it is one of the Ten Commandments under the umbrella of religion in which I was raised. And generally, because he is the most notable role model that I have had, good, bad, or indifferent, there are certain expectations that I have had of him that I probably will forever want to have filled, whether they are, have or haven't, is not the issue. The feelings of expectation are there, which gives way to a certain amount of acceptance of his other attitudes, which I may not be okay with. Still am tolerating in reference to keeping the lines of communication open so that if he does have the wherewithal or ability to come forth and be a father to me in some regard or another, the opportunity, at least for the sake of space and time, will be there. Probably one of the biggest problem areas that I have with my father in reference to why I dislike him is the abandonment of me prior to and cemented in when he divorced my mother. My father probably had the best of intentions in raising a family and whatnot when he began, but seemed to, for whatever the reason, lose interest in sustaining that position which he had created long before he actually got out from a physical perspective. In other words, my father quit being a father to me when I was maybe 10 or 12 years old and left when I was about 18. So there are a lot of scars because of that. There are a lot of things that I had considered normal, which are abnormal, in his behavior toward me and my two brothers and my mother. And now that I realize that, you know, it is built up a more valid and descriptive form of dislike for him, now that I know what exactly it was and why it existed. Another sticking point in reference to this is that my father is a very smart man, intellectually. He is very smart. He's very stubborn at the same time. And what that leads up to is the fact that if he realized what he did or did not do to me and the rest of our family, it would be hard-pressed to find him apologizing or admitting any guilt for being what he was. I have done a lot of personal research on my father, particularly since my mother died, which will be 2 years ago this October, and we're now just about into May. I've done this basically because of how lonely my mother was at the time of her sickness, was transcended into her death, and that loneliness, for the most part, being based upon the broken relationship that she had with my father. Her loving him a heck of a lot more than he loved her before, during, and after the separation and divorce. And because of her sickness and his becoming ill in the aftermath of her death, I have been forced to communicate with my father a lot more in the last couple of years. So therefore, I've gotten to know him better for the first time in almost 20 years. Anyway, the research I've done, you know, is transcended into the only other living relative in his family, which is his sister, my aunt, and she has given me a lot of pertinent information, which seems to fortify some of the opinions that I have that are negative of my father. And I must admit that, you know, this does not make me dislike him anymore. You know, I've matured enough to not keep a tabulation of displeasure for him to the point where I can give him a list after a month and add to it by the day in hopes that it will make him feel bad or make me feel better. It's just information that gives me fuel to not get caught up in my relationship with my father as his health declines and my role in that. But it does deal with the truth and clarity, and that is a very important thing for me, particularly while he is still alive, to understand these things and to hopefully become at least a friend of his, all things considered. And another point that I must make is that because of the biological ties that we have, there's a certain possibility and probability that I have a lot of my father's personality traits, and therefore, negative or otherwise, but in this case negative, I can see a lot of myself in a potential manner in reference to the mannerisms that he has. When I deal with my son, Jonathan, who doesn't know my father very well for obvious reasons, him being 10 and the break in my rapport with my father being twice as long as the length of time Jonathan has been in existence, I try to make sure that I don't make the same kind of mistakes with him that my father made with me. This is a byproduct of seeing the similar personality traits that I may have that my father may have passed along to me through bloodlines and whatnot, and to learn from them, and yet at the same time to acknowledge them. Getting back to something I mentioned a few paragraphs ago, it is real important for me to say that even though I do dislike a lot of things about my father, cultural, identity-oriented things, where he comes from as a black man, is succumbing to the plight of being black in a white world, and me understanding that, but yet and still regretting him coming to terms with certain aspects of giving up before it is time to retreat, if being black in a white world is somewhat of a contest or war, to just the general fact that not admitting any of his own inner feelings towards things that had direct and indirect effects on me, my brothers, and my mother, and acting them out of the side of his neck rather than just coming to terms with them and dealing with them on a preventive level. You know, like if he wanted out, he should have got out a long time ago, or maybe not even should have gotten in. But instead, you know, he messed with it, due to discrepancies in his own personality, I think. And in the end, he hurt people around him, immediate family, a lot more than he could have or needed to. And more importantly, from his perspective, he probably will go through a lot more anguish and pain because of the time lost. The inability to communicate this kind of information to him, that is, for him to handle constructive criticism, and maybe that's partially due to the fact that I don't offer it objectively enough. You know, there's some revenge on my part that I don't see all the time, is another factor in why I do dislike him, because even the ability to just communicate with him for the sake of clarity is not real good if it exists at all. My father is now 79 years of age as of the third week in February. Born in Chicago, had a military career in the Second World War, and upon finishing up the allotted amount of time at the post office here in Minneapolis, he became a realtor, and now he is retired from that and is basically living on pensions from being a soldier and working in that government municipality. Of the three boys in our family, I happen to have the most obvious likeness from a physical perspective to my father. I sometimes wonder if that is not a reason why he has, if the word ostracization fits, done that to me more so than my younger brother Marcel or my older brother John. If it is true, if it isn't true, the ability to find out that information from the horse's mouth is unavailable because my father's memory, coupled with being an alcoholic for the better part of 40 years, and just the general stubbornness / denial of his character, would not afford him to give me a truthful answer to that question, why to bring it to his attention. In many ways, time is running out on my relationship with my dad, both in the fact that he does have a form of cancer now, and has waited an unusually long length of time before having it addressed from a medical standpoint. I believe that this will definitely shorten his life as he knows it, and thusly our relationship. I have a lot of regrets about that, but it is all a part of his persona through the years. So, in reality, even though there is a terminal overtone to this particular aspect of it, it is not unfamiliar for me to see him react this way to important areas that affect me and my relationship with him, or his and his relationship with me. As I have learned to address the issues within my own lifestyle, regardless of whether it relates to him or not, I have come to terms with the fact that as an individual, I and everyone else on this planet is merely responsible for the opportunity to exert the energy to make something happen. You know, I'm only responsible for the effort, and I have always given the effort to my father, and I'm not responsible for the outcome. It takes two people to communicate, and realizing this, albeit with that may ensue themselves because of expectations not being met, I'm okay with it, and with that taken into consideration, I plan to do the best I can with the situation that I have, and let the chips basically fall where they may. The inability to offer the kind of respectful comments to my father in regard to how I feel about him in certain areas that have a positive taste from my palate is is hard to live with, particularly now, because his mental ability to comprehend that information is suspect. But alas, I do realize that deep down inside of him, he understands that what he does is what he does. Shortcomings or exceeding expectations, I'm sure he understands it. He just has a real hard time conveying those kinds of feelings to people who are close to him. Certain fears of reprisal or certain problems with letting one's emotions go have always been a sticky point with him. I hope that that area of his character is not an area that I will have a similar amount of problems with as I grow older. Recognizing it at this point in time will help me bridge that gap if it needs to be. There's a double indemnity in writing this paper about my father. Some of the therapy that I've been going through in regard to the anger that I have in reference to the death of my mother, whom I was extremely close to, has spilled over into certain areas about my father, both because he is that, but also, more importantly, because I am now becoming the harbinger of a conservatorship for him. And trying to not get too emotionally involved in this situation, yet to be there from a technical and supportive standpoint is important. One of the suggestions from a psychological standpoint was to write a paper about my feelings about my father. I'm hoping to be able to do that in this particular essay. Many of the efforts that I made in regard to his family, which is my family, but that being his father and mother, his brother and sister, have offered me information to support certain assumptions that I've made about him in regard to his character and his value system as I know him. Because my father's mother was white and my father's father was black, I think is a factor in laying the foundation for why he may or may not have attributed much of his social values based on a certain color scheme, certain cultural scheme. And as I have seen it practiced in regard to his actions, it is decisively different than mine. That is an area of difference between him and I that lays a foundation for many other areas where he may see things one way and I may see things another way in regard to people, politics, values, social mores, and the like. In the area of communications, both in radio and television. It affords me the avenue of attaining information on a level that is not normal for a regular working person, albeit them salesmen or whatever. Because of this, some of the information I've run across most recently has laid some context to an issue that is becoming a little more in vogue than in recent years, that being the bondage of the family, whether due to divorce or due to whatever. Nonetheless, though, some of the information has laid some amens to some assumptions that I have made over the years in regard to father-son relationships and using my relationship with my father as examples. And there's a large hole there that is probably spilled over from his relationship with his father and my grandfather's relationship with my great-grandfather. A pattern is there. My game plan is to arrest that pattern as much as possible in relation to my son, because right, wrong, or indifferent condition-wise, or being appropriate as a tradition or whatever, it's just not real good. There's too much left undone, unsaid, too much muddleness, not enough clarity, not enough honesty.